好，到咗梁錦祥嘅特別節目，今日我哋好高興，好高興咧就請到係堪楚凌仁波切到我哋呢個節目。咁主要原因咧就因為仁波切咧今次嚟到香港咧，同大家會有一個seminar，咁亦都有一個退休營嘅。咁主要咧就涉及到時輪金剛大法同埋香花拉。It is my utmost pleasure, the greatest pleasure to have Rinpoche Kentrul again here on my program.It is my greatest pleasure. So, welcome back to Hong Kong.
Okay. Thank you.
I have to do a bit of introduction because the last time you were here, you were in my on this program as well.
Yes.
So it was about 2 or 3 years ago.
Not 2 years ago.
Yeah. And I am very happy that you come again. So let me ask the first question. Why are you coming back to Hong Kong this time?
Because I see some hope and inspiration in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
So that's why I came back.
Yeah. And as far as I know, you will have to, you will have quite a number of events here, such as seminar and retreat, which will start at, during the day we have this program.Yeah, so would you do a bit of introduction of what you will be doing in Hong Kong?
Tomorrow night, I talk about what is Kala Chakra, Tantra. And because usually Kala Chakra Tantra is, everybody think is too high.And people think they have no hope to understand. So I way too simple way to explain.
Yeah.
But to do this, how to start is very important to start from Rime. Rime means a non-sectarian and impartial way to start the spiritual path.
Yeah.
Because nowadays, so many people have a problem.With sectarian. So sectarian way, they start. Which means they call, oh, what is your lineage? What is your tradition? Oh, I'm belong this sect and this sect and the tradition. So then people made more chaotic in their life. And so the Dharma for removing our...problems and neurosis. But if you start in sectarian way, then you made more neurosis. So that's why it's so important to remain away a sectarian way. So I'm going to explain tomorrow what is really remain means and how we can take Dharma path very smoothly with this.Approach, and also tomorrow I'm going to talk about a little bit about Shambhala. So the Shambhala Pure Land, many people have idea, but nobody really knows exactly, and also people cannot compare with Amitabha Pure Land, Sukhavati. So people have no ideas what is differences, and which one is.Easy to path, and you know, people have no idea. So those things I'm going to explain tomorrow.
Yeah,
and then continue every evening. I have these subjects more expand, and also people have very wrong ideas about Kala Chakra Tantra. In general, people have wrong ideas of Tantrayana, and said.People think it's dangerous. And especially they have wrong ideas of Kala Chakra. And also people have wrong ideas about empowerment, initiation, or how to maintain the commitments, those things. They have extreme views about these things. So I'm going to...Distance make clear and clarify. This is a big problem in the modern Buddhist communities.
Yeah, I see.
So these things I'm going to explain. And then I next weekend, I perform the cultural empowerment. Mm. So is usually people perform the cultural empowerment as a ceremony. Mm. But people attending the audience, majority have no idea what is going on. So
none do I.
This time, I make it easier for everybody.
Yeah.
I have a book, booklet. So we get step by step, explained everything. Mm. And then when they finish, they can take a book with them and they can learn. And these things I'm going to talk about. More expand this subject. The whole purpose is the confusion of the spiritual path. My hope is clear everything.
Yeah.
And also there's wrong approaches. I hope make everything clear and people have solid inspiration and strength in their life and their spiritual path. So that's my focus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is our greatest fortune for people in Hong Kong to have this kind of seminars, because it will be very difficult for us to go to the places where the real experts are teaching. And the real fortune is that Rinpoche comes to Hong Kong and let us have this knowledge in the city. So pardon me for doing a bit of translation in Cantonese for the terms that you mentioned. Kalakacha is Si Lan Gam Gong, and Shambhala is Hambalai, and Rimi is Lei Mei. So my first question is a very basic one. In recent years in Hong Kong, in this city, people are getting anxious and depressed or even feel sad. So is there any way that you can talk to them to tell them how that we can achieve happiness in this life?
Yeah. So happiness is a very basic, the fundamental. And every living being wants it. There is no doubt. But how to achieve usually everybody have wrong approach, So that's why no matter how you work hard for happiness, little result, because we just taking a wrong approach. So, and also happiness is have many levels, many levels of happiness. So probably I'm not going to talk about the most deepest happiness. And maybe not even talk the second deepest. I start from, let's say, third deepest happiness. How? If we achieve genuine love and compassion, then the happiness just spontaneously within ourselves. So when I say genuine love and compassion, I'm not talking about the possessive love. And I'm talking about open heart and warm nature heart. That kind of happy love. So this love, in your heart and open for everybody. Whoever you see, you have like this kind of feeling, mother seeing the child, that kind of even similar, even not exactly happened, but is even similar. That is a rare source of happiness, Anybody can practice this no matter wherever you go and whatever situation you have, quite substantial love always with you. So like that. So when I say compassion, again, I'm not talking about the compassion. You are very sad because somebody suffering. I'm not talking about that kind of compassion. So this, that kind of compassion is better than insensitive. And this showing is, you know, like you are sensitive and you have potential to achieve great compassion.
Mm.
But more compassion is usually is really strength, you know, strength. And you have genuine caring for others. And you don't, no matter what situation, you know, you never give up. Kind of like that, never give up nature. That kind of strength is really a real compassion.
Yeah.
This kind of people, whoever can practice, they always have happiness. This happiness is not dependent situations and circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's too hard, of course, they have to go more superficial way.
Mm.
Yeah? But even a superficial way is, I would say, if you have less expectations for anything and more preparations for worst cases and less competitive and not comparing too much me and others' positions and social status and anything like that things, you have much more chance to be happy in your life. So the happiness really degrees, you know, depending on how you think. And it's dependent, basically, your attitude, not so much what you own and, you know, which status you have, and not those things. This things is a minor condition of happiness. And, you know, this the primary conditions is within ourselves.
I see. But let me ask you a very practical question. For me, I'm always worried about money, worry where I'm going to make my living, or maybe maybe my health or things like that. So we have so many worries in our lives. And how are we going to deal with that?
Just not just you. And you are just be honest. That is good. But so many people like that, you know. What we have to do is we have to look very more broad and deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Always try to keep this perspective. And then you don't have to, you know, renounce money. You don't have to completely renounce.
I don't have to give away all my
money.
Yeah,
you don't have to.
I have to tell you the truth. I don't have any money, so I have nothing to give away.
You know, even you have or you don't have, it's just you don't have to throw away them. You don't have to waste them. You know, it's not about this, you know. Or even you don't have to give away very quickly, you know. You don't have to do these things. And even you give, even you give away, even you offering charities or anything, it's very important to decide very slowly and carefully, you know. And so, but the more important, we are not fixed ideas, you know, like say, oh, if I have this such a state, then I'm happier. Or if I have this much wealth, then I'm happier. Anything like this make conditions make you happier. If you put that position yourself, that makes, you know, you unhappier.
Mm.
You know, that's, that's why always try to make no condition, you know. So, I want to be happy. You know, you just have to know whether I lose my job or lose my business or lose my money, lose my position, lose my status, anything, you never know. This leading happiness or leading unhappiness, we never know. Everything is impermanent. It's nothing is predictable. Everything is unpredictable. But we just have idea and we have assumptions to, oh, this is make happy, this is make great, this is make worse. These fixations are the problem.
Mm. Okay, let me ask you another question, which is more philosophical. Does happiness mean the absence of suffering?
No. happiness and unhappiness, or suffering or happiness, of course, there are degrees, you know. Just heat and cold, of course, there are degrees. But if you say is absence of suffering completely is the completion happiness? No. Completion happiness is the best we can have human language. And in English, it's bliss, you know.
B-L-I-S-S.
Yes. So this bliss is a little bit more than happiness. It's a little bit more than absence of suffering. So if you even take in more big words, as so-called immutable great bliss, that kind of. So this is Kalachakra Tantra term to use. So the ultimate, the Kalachakra, is immutable great bliss.
Yeah. So the purpose of Rinpoche coming to Hong Kong this time is to introduce some Kalachakra to the people in Hong Kong. So there will be some seminars, and just like he said before, to introduce the Kalachakra in from elementary to advanced stage. So what is the relationship between Kalachakra and happiness? Does it mean that if we practice this, we will achieve the state of happiness or even permanent happiness?
Yeah, so exactly. The Kalachakra, you know what, you know, usually we say, oh, Kalachakra. And people think, oh, Kalachakra is this kind of deity, have many, many hands and, you know, arms and many heads. And then there's pair deities as it look like dancing. Or even they think it's yeah, different positions. Some people think they have some version as well.
Somewhat? But
some people have a version of
version.
This.
Oh, different versions.
Yeah. No. Aversion.
Aversion.
Because misunderstanding, you know? Misunderstanding the positions, you know? So, but actually, Kalachakra, the true reality of Kalachakra is immutable great bliss, an empty form. And when we say this, it's a little bit mysterious. It's difficult to maybe understand, but empty form, when we say empty, the same term as form, is incredible meaning, you know. So we're not going to details of this. This I'm going to explain in the retreat, you know, when we practice. That time I explain. But if simple way, this is ultimate happiness, you know. This is permanent happiness. Now, this is absolute happiness, we can say, you know, like a simple way. So that's why it's a very big relationship, you know, like say, when we say happiness, we start from feeling, oh, I'm happier now because I heard this good news. So we start from there, you know, and then we have to know how I maintain this, you know, and then, oh, then we realize, oh, this is maintain this kind of happiness is from my attitude and perspective. It's not something materialism or positions. It's not that. And they start from there and then go deeper and deeper. So basically, happiness is our desire and we need every day. And Kalachakra is the most profound method and can go the ultimate happiness. And the Shambhala is good example of this realm and the perfect, who already achieved the perfect peace and harmony realm. So in this world, we have lack of peace and harmony, you know, and in this world, everybody worry, everybody, every day, you know, personal level, community level, and country level, global level. We have so much worry because we are lack of this Shambhala method.
I see.
Which means Kalachakra Tantra. Kalachakra Tantra very little knowledge in this world. So that's why we need learn more Kalachakra. So we can have more peace and harmony in personal level and community level and global level.
I see.
Yeah. So this is a big relationship between
the individual,
yes,
the society, and the whole earth.
Yes.
So, Rinpoche, have you achieved permanent happiness yourself?
Do I have to?
Yeah. I mean, do you have achieved that yourself?
No, not yet.
So you still have a bit of worry.
Yeah, of course. I have worry, you know, so everybody is similar, everybody. But of course, everybody have some degrees.
So it is a matter of degree.
Yeah, matter of degree. You know, yeah. We just need to learn. And everybody have a potential. You cannot say, you know, also people have this problem sometimes. Oh, I'm too low. This is Kalachakra. Tantra is too high. I cannot start from... This is wrong. Everybody can start. Yes, Kalachakra is very high, but very high means very rich. Very rich method means there's a lot of methods. That lots of methods means you can have many options of methods.
There is always more than one method.
Yeah, that's why, you know, like when we say high and lower, we should think of is something high means there's much more methods you can choose.
Yeah.
And your level, you know, it's not like, oh, high is like a huge high building and cannot reach. It's not like that. That's why it's important to know. And also, I say one of my topics, say, how Kalachakra makes all practices easier? Some people think, oh, that's impossible. But it is possible. If we think of the Kalachakra history, you know, Shambhala Khin, Manjushri Yasha, he taught the whole realm of the Shambhala. He taught Kalachakra empowerment. He gave and public the whole realm. So usually tantriana empowerments have to be private, and you know, like
one to one.
Yeah, select people.
Yeah.
But Kalachakra different. Come to the Kalachakra. Kalachakra have very special history. Nobody really knows 100% what the reason, except Buddha. But we have this history, and then we have this story, success, this story, this history.
Yeah.
So that's why we have this tradition. So still, my personal reasons, I make few sections of the Kalachakra empowerments. But the first seven I give in public. So this time we're going to do these seven empowerments.
Which means that this is a very rare occasion that you introduce to the lay people.
Yes, within the, all the empowerments, the Kalachakra empowerment is very rare. But some people try to do this, but people don't understand because it's just in Tibetan, and people just do something and then, oh, good, I went, but they don't know how good. So this time, first time ever, I can guarantee this is the first time ever, step by step, you know exactly in your hand with a book.
Yeah.
That is the first time, yes.
Yeah. One more thing I guess I have to mention in this program is that will there be a statue of Kalachakra display during the whole event?
Yes.
Okay. Would you mind do a bit of introduction about that?
Yeah. So, as I said before, Kalachakra, Tantra, not many people have knowledge. So that's why even the images appear not 100% correct. So that's why, for this purpose, I built Kalachakra statue. I started in 2014. and takes 2 years. And Sonora completed. And in Kalachakra statue right now here in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Yes. So this Kalachakra statue is not just statue, but inside filled incredible sacred substance. The centuries monasteries collected. I felt with this. So we plan to exhibition and public in Hong Kong. That's our plan first. But maybe Hong Kong didn't have, you know, just joking. Maybe not the right time. But we have this here. And it's very special because if you know every part of the body, every, you know, the aspect of the body, significance, and then it's become incredible, special. So that is really unique in the Kalachakra.
I see. Okay. Let me ask some very elementary question about Kalachakra. Does Kalachakra have something to do with meditation or exercise that you have to do to get into that stage?
Yes, of course. Kalachakra is everything, actually. Kalachakra with to do with medicine. Kalachakra to do with astrology. Kalachakra to do with astrology. The Kalachakra to do with science. Kalachakra to do with meditation. Kalachakra means everything. Kalachakra means everything. All this our world is we call external Kalachakra.
Yeah.
Every individual's body and mind, this structure is inner Kalachakra. And then this Kalachakra mandala, 636 deities, this contents is called, we call enlightened Kalachakra. So Kalachakra is the most significant and comprehend system in this world, I would say.
So to most people, it is a very, very difficult concept. And how can we introduce them to this concept in a very, easy way so that people can understand it?
So first, people have to understand the Kalachakra is a Buddha nature, you know. So Buddha nature, we all possessed Buddha nature. So,
do I possess Buddha nature?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm flattered.
Absolutely. No exception.
Okay.
Is everybody possesses Buddha nature, which means your true reality is really, is never had problem. It is Buddha nature. So Kalachakra Tantra shows this path so well and so consistent and so clever explained. So that's why is there is no reason Kalachakra is hard. The only problem, the presentations, you know, the if you are fixed on thousands of years ago, somebody presented. If you fix it on this way, and if you take everything literally, then maybe you have a little bit of problem.
No, I see.
For this reason, I wrote 3 volumes of the Kalachakra Path called Unveiling Your Sacred Truth. So why I said Unveiling Your Sacred Truth? Sacred Truth means the sacred truth is Buddha nature. The Buddha nature is yours. Nobody else. You don't have to beg somebody else. Nobody have to give you. And even you don't have to work and create. You don't need create. You just need unwell. Unwell means this temporary our problem and this limitation of human being. And this is temporary. So why you fixed on this?
So which means that it is always within myself.
Yes.
Inside.
Always inevitable. So it is always. So that's why we call permanent, we call eternal, we call it is great bliss, immutable. Yeah. Or, you know, in this normal world, everything is contradiction. Mm. Everything has limited. So it's limitless level of yourself.
But how can I find it in my own nature? How can I do that?
You never start, then you never reach it, right? If you start from somewhere, no matter how you are beginner, no matter how you are new, when you start, you eventually get there.
I see. But for how long?
How long? Dependent individual and how much you prioritize. If you put number one priorities, you do you want to know? Okay. When can Manjushri Yasha given Kalachakra empowerment in Shambhala? 4.5 million ascetics, you know, not ascetics, sages. The 4.5 million sages, 1 year they reach Buddhahood.
Mm.
That is like maximum.
I see.
Okay. One year.
Very, very too long for me.
Okay. 1 year is too long?
Yeah.
Ah. 1 year reach Buddhahood is too long for you? Really? Why is 1 year reach Buddhahood for you too
because
long?
Because I know that I will spend a very, very hard efforts during that year. So going back to that question of getting knowledge of Kalachakra, at the beginning, what should I do to prepare for that, to prepare myself for this kind of knowledge?
You prepare, just relax, and don't worry nothing, and open heart, and say, I'm fortunate, first, to be a human. Secondly, I'm fortunate, so mentally not disciple. And then I can hear, I can look, I can smell. So then I'm even more fortunate, I can hear this special precious subject, and I can attend even this ceremony, you know. That's enough.
Yeah. Do I need to be a monk to do that?
No. Monk means, depending on how you interpret it, monk means, you know. And a monk, some people, monk means just wearing robes. That's monk. Mm. And different traditions have different colors of robes.
Mm.
So that's just, we don't really know who is a real monk inside.
Yeah, yeah. Not by appearance.
Yeah. So, yeah. You could be more monk than me.
No, yeah. I can't say that.
I can't say that. We never know.
Okay, the last time you were here, we talked about Shambhala.
Yes.
And you told me that Shambhala is not a real place. It's something to do with the spiritual side.
If I said this, probably I'm wrong.
How come?
Because Shambhala is rarer than this world, more rare than in this physical world.
Mm. This is just my wrong memory. I remember you.
Yeah, but it's also you can say that because you know, like, real means real to who?
Material.
Yeah, depending, you know, for instance, ants. Okay, this is real or Shambhala real. Yes, this is real and Shambhala not real for them.
Mm.
Yeah? Bird or fish or, you know, anybody, this is more rare than, you know.
Mm.
So, and many humans also, for them, this is rare, Shambhala is fantasized for them.
Mm. Nowhere so, place.
Yeah, depending who you're talking to, you know.
Mm.
So, yeah, so what are your question really?
My question is that if we, let's say I have a very deep knowledge about Kalachakra, will I be able to get to Shambhala with that kind of knowledge?
Of course, if you have a deep knowledge of Kala Chakra, you don't even need Shambhala, basically. Oh. Yeah. But I'm talking about the most deepest and knowledge. And knowledge is not enough, you know, like you have to have achievement, you know, attainments, you know, spiritual attainment. You don't even need Shambhala. But who we cannot go that much deeper, but you are sincere, you are very sincere and have strong inspiration, that is enough to reborn in Shambhala.
Reborn?
Yes. And to experience Shambhala in this life is a little bit not easier as much as reborn next immediate life. You need more inspiration and you need more, dedication.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. So depending when you want to experience and depending who, there is no fixed on, say, oh, this much time you spend, then you can do it. It's nothing to do with the time. It's depending many, many, many things. But distance is not important. The more important, we need Shambhala nature. You know, we need Shambhala energy in this world. Why? Because Shambhala is perfection of peace and harmony, realm. And our world have shortage of this. Yeah? So we need focusing on more Shambhala. We need focusing on Kala Chakra. So our world, we can transform semi-Shambhala in this life. So if you're able to do that, everybody have guarantee. And next immediate life is Shambhala. If you have next immediate life Shambhala, Shambhala or Shambhala, Gyuakchik Thokpa.
What's that?
In Tibetan words, of course, Gyuakchik Thokpa. Which means is a one lifetime guarantee Buddhahood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You can achieve Buddhahood.
You don't have to go another death.
Okay.
Yeah.
So does it mean that in Shambhala there is no war, no conflict, and everybody is happy?
Absolutely. Yeah. So this sense is not even knowing. What is this? You know? So because, you know, where we are here, naturally everybody have self-focus, self-centered, self-focus. And me is like universe, the middle of universe. And others is secondary, yes? I am the primary. People have this feeling, born with this feeling, you know, born with this attitude. And then you do things also similar. And then you do this, then other people have conflict. So that's why this world built like this. Shambhala, think of the opposite. Born with absolute love and compassion for everyone. The equality, the equanimity. And then there is no chance anything arise, conflicts and problems. How you rise that conflicts and problems? If you don't have this feeling and this attitude and perception, there is no condition to rise these things.
Yeah, I suppose the reason why we have so many conflicts in this world is that we all believe in our own. We all think that we possess the truth. So it comes to the Rimi movement, and which means that non-sectarian. Is it a way to avoid conflict or to let us be more tolerant if we have this Rimi movement in the whole Buddhist religion?
Yeah. So even we possess perfect Buddha nature, this world we call illusion. So Just illusion. Illusion means is something not real, isn't it?
Mm.
Not real. So whenever you realize it's not real, and then is you don't have to do anything. You don't even fix the problem.
Mm. Huh? Because there's
you
no
just have to realize this is not real.
There is no real problem.
Yeah, there is no real problem. Only mind made up, you know. No. So that's have to realize. So that's why it's a, yeah. So that's why we call this Buddhist language, we call this relative truth.
Mm.
Why we call truth? Because right now makes differences, you know, cold, hot, and, you know, everything makes the differences. That's why we call truth. But why we call relative is not ultimate truth. It is not absolute truth. It's just relative, just temporary. Mm. That's why we call.
Mm. And how can we avoid those sectarian conflicts and arguments if we have this Rimi movement? I mean, you process a certain version of truth. He processes a certain version of truth. How can we combine them and come to the absolute truth?
It is simple. How you start is simple. Because you just have to remember the root of this samsara, and the root of the all problems is start from ignorance and attachment and aversion, you know. So which means start from ignorance, something not real, you take very seriously.
Mm.
Not when you take very seriously, then you have developed great attachment. Oh, this is I like, this is I don't like. So which means both attachment and aversion. When you have this, then you make conflicts already.
Yeah.
And then even you come to the religion or race, anything, say, this is my religion. This is my spiritual path, better than yours. This is my lineage. And then sectarian rises. Yes? Sectarian rises. And then you do this, then your actions is not helpful. It's not harmonious. Not nice. So if it's not nice, the other people not experience nice.
Mm.
And then they don't like you too. Huh? So, and then we have this problem.
So what you mean is that our basic problem is that our attachment to some things that is not real. Attachment to our illusions.
Yes. We attached not just possessions, you know, like attached many things, you know, like most of relationship problem, you know, like
our possession are illusions, our relation with other people is illusion. Actually, everything is illusion.
Yes, everything based on illusion. Okay, but still you can work on the illusion, slowly, you know. And that's how you start, is not to fix on anything.
Mm.
You are open and you are willing to change, and you have room to discuss, and you have room to challenge it from others, and then you willing to change, yeah? And you're willing to improve, and actually you can challenge yourself as well.
Mm.
All these things, we just need be mindfulness, conscientious, yeah? And then we can do anything. We can change anything. Anybody can change anything. But if you are closed and fixed, and then nothing's possible.
But suppose everything is illusion, then what is real? If everything is illusion, then what is...
Buddha nature is real. Only Buddha nature is real. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Zhen Tong Majjhimika.
Let me spell the term for Shentong, S-H-E-N-T-O-N-G. I think in Cantonese it is Ta Hong Kin.
Yes. So that one is the highest Buddhist philosophy. But the problem is some people don't understand this. Why? Because Buddhism, high philosophy, Korma Jamiga, we are used to negate everything. Why we negate everything? Because we know it's illusion. It is not true. That's why we negate everything. And then people stuck at the negation. Okay? When the people stuck at negation, they think Buddha nature just nothingness. So that is wrong. Buddha nature cannot be nothingness. Buddha nature is Takong, which means, you know, like Zhentong, which means empty of other, not self-empty. And the other thing is self-empty. If self-empty, then it's no better than samsara, no better than these illusions. But it's not self-empty. It is other empty. So why people are confused? Because when we call emptiness, and then people confuse it, oh, emptiness, they think it must be self-empty. But when Buddha mentioned emptiness, he talking about different emptiness. So the Buddha nature, you cannot be empty as same as the illusions. So that is the Zhentong.
Okay, but I still have a question about that. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay.
Because I am a very
many people,
inquisitive
Many people
person.
Have this question, yes.
Suppose I get a punch on my head. I feel pain.
Yeah.
This is very painful to me.
Yeah.
Is that an illusion or is it a real pain?
Yes, real pain in the relative level. It is it's absolutely illusion in absolute a level of truth. But do you experience it? Of course I've experienced it because I'm level of the relative truth. I am not yet at the absolute level truth yet.
So whenever I get that punch, I always think that this is a relative pain, not absolute pain.
That maybe not so much help.
Okay. Yeah.
But just concept,
to tell you the truth, I did some boxing.
Conceptually thinking this, maybe a little bit help.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's why if you... The many problems in our world, the conceptually we made it. This thing, if you conceptual way of thinking differently, that helps.
Yeah.
But the physical, temporary dependent, we are on the physical, this pain is difficult to get rid of straight away. But it still reduces. If you think differently, it reduces, not eradicate it straight away, but it reduces.
Yeah. But how am I going to deal with the great suffering of life, such as the loss of my loved one, when I become an unhealthy person, when I'm getting old, when I'm have absolutely, I'm poor and everything's like that. How am I going to deal with all this suffering?
Actually, this tense is good for spiritual path. You know, usually people, this is unfortunate as everything is bad for me. But that's if you think this way, attitude this way, then maybe you are miserable for a while. But if you think a different way, there is much more chance. The problem is wise and unwise, only degrees. So the wise people don't need to realize suffer, but unwise people need suffer to realize things. Okay? So that's why I say this. We so-called, you know, unfortunate circumstances is good for you, good for me. Realize something because we when we are not suffer, we are stuck in many ideas and, you know, and we are stuck many things on. So that time we don't see other possibilities. Mm-hmm. But when you are suffer...
You are getting too stuck in your own suffering.
Yes. But when you are suffer, then hit you more deeper level. And so then you realize more other possibilities.
Yeah.
When you realize other possibilities, then you have many other paths, not just stuck on one path.
Yeah. I'm so glad that Rinpoche give us so many knowledge about how to avoid suffering in this program. One last question. You have this a seminar and retreat during this event in Hong Kong. What kind of expectation that you have for people coming to join these seminars and events? What benefit will they have after attaining this whole thing?
I try to have no expectation, you know?
Yeah. That is very consistent with what you taught.
Yeah. The expectation is a very big problem in this world. Mm. So, but everybody have expectations. So what we do is reduce our expectation, you know. So I wish and hope many people join with me. Not only just benefit for me, but benefit for themselves. That's my hope and wish, but it's, I try to not expect.
Mm.
Yeah.
So people will get what they want.
Yes, that's my hope.
Yeah.
So my only talk is for help their lives, basically, really. If I help them a lot, if that benefits for me, I welcome the benefit for me myself.
Yeah.
But I focus on the others, not for me.
Mm.
So because if I focus me myself, and then I have less chance to be happy.
I see.
As same as for everyone.
Yeah. So for those people who do not believe in Buddhism or even Tibetan Buddhism, will they be welcome to the seminars?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because they have to understand what is the differences.
Mm. So, yeah. I think after listening to this program, people will be very interested in joining the seminars.
I hope so.
Okay. So my greatest pressure in having this program with Rinpoche. I sincerely hope that you will come back to Hong Kong after this and will come to my program again. And so we will see each other in the future.
Thank you so much
for
hosting me.
Yeah.
Great opportunity.
Okay. So see you next time.
No.